Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there and welcome to the Daily Home Edit, your daily dose of all things decorating and style from the team at Home Beautiful. I'm Katrina O'Brien, Managing Editor of Home Beautiful.
And I'm Fiona Michelin, Home Beautiful Style Editor.
We're here to deliver some quick hacks and tricks to help make your home life run a little more smoothly. And today we're talking guest rooms. Fiona, what's the first thing you do when you've got guests coming to stay?
Probably first up, give the guest room a good old once-over to make it spotless, of course. Open up those cupboards and drawers and get rid of that dust under the bed. Just get it all looking nice and fresh. I also like to air out the room. Sometimes those guest rooms haven't been touched in a little while, if it's like mine, like a storeroom.
I know. I reckon this is particularly important when your guest room is actually your son's, your teenage son's room. I wish I had a guest room, but really it's just Joe getting bumped out to his sister's room.
Yeah, they're often dual purpose, so it's nice to give it a nice airing out.
That's right.
And just clear out those cupboards and drawers so that guests feel really welcome and they have a spot for their stuff and they don't feel like they're imposing, you know. A place for all their storage is really key to make them feel like they're comfortable.
And what specifically do you reckon you should leave for them? Because I'm always tossing up how much space
I know.
Really,
it depends on your friends, I guess, and how long they're staying. Probably it's nice to give them at least one or two drawers to put a few things. Empty a closet is ideal, ideally. Some nice hanging room, probably enough for like 10 pieces or so. And sometimes if you do have a lot of junk in there, I like to drape a bit of linen over there just so that they don't feel like out of sight, out of mind, so they don't feel like they're imposing. And same with the bathroom as well. If there's a guest bathroom, clear out a drawer, make them feel welcome, give them a space for their stuff. And plenty of coat hangers is key as well.
That is key.
They need to be able to hang up their stuff.
I mean, last year we stayed in an Airbnb in Paris and That sounds fantastic. I love Airbnb, isn't it? I particularly love Paris. But it was fabulous, but it was an amazing one-bedroom apartment right at the top of the stairs. And, of course, we dragged all our stuff up there, and I always pack way too much. And we got up there, and this fabulous host. She actually came, and she looked amazing. She was amazing. But anyway, she opened up and showed us around, and she showed us the closet, and all her things were in there.
There was no space.
There's probably room for about two things, and my husband and I just looked at each other and went, oh my God.
Uh-oh.
So it came as a bit of a shock. And then even in the bathroom, all the toiletries were in the bathroom
too. How awkward.
But it's handy because when I ran out of hair conditioning,
Well, that's true.
That's a bit weird, I know.
Just try on some of her clothes for dinner.
Yes, I did. But it took a bit of getting used to, but we excused it because it was such a fabulous place.
Oh, that's so funny.
So I always try to choose the best linen for my guests because, you know, we can sacrifice while they're here. So even if the guest room, again, is just my son's bedroom, I sort of give them the best linen we've got. So gorgeous short sheets, the plumpest pillows.
Yes, pillows are a must. And I do like to do a variety of the shapes and plumpness. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some people like firm pillows. And there's really nothing worse than having to sleep on a big puffy pillow when you're used to a flat one and you're just thinking, oh, this is the worst night's sleep I've ever had.
Absolutely.
So variety is nice.
And I always sort of have a supply of blankets nearby. And in sight, because there's really nothing worse than sneaking around someone else's house in your PJs in the middle of the night looking for a blanket.
Yes.
Or worse, lying there when it's freezing cold.
Yes.
Any other styling tips, Fiona?
So styling-wise, I probably would recommend keeping your guest bedroom not too feminine so that dad feels comfortable, when he comes over.
Very important.
And probably trans-seasonal. Don't get too summery or wintry, something that won't date too easily, something that's just really good year-round. But you know what? That being said, I wouldn't go too boring either. Mm-hmm. You want it to feel really beautiful. And I really believe that guest bedrooms are a great place to have a bit more fun and creativity and maybe try out some looks and colours and patterns that you wouldn't have in the rest of your home or your own bedroom.
That's a great idea, actually.
Maybe like a super bold wallpaper or bed linen or just a different colour palette. Mm-hmm. Have a bit of fun in there.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And do you have anything else on sort of the side tables or anything you've got going
on? Like to make sure the side tables have a little bit of storage too for their little knickknacks and their phone chargers. And I always make sure there's table lamps too on each side of the bed for reading.
Yeah, I think it's the little touches for guest bedrooms, isn't it? So I actually try and pop a couple of my favourite books that I've read recently on the bedside table. And if I've never done this, but I think it'd be a great idea. But it'd be taking it up a notch. It'd be great if you had time and the energy to actually write a little lovely handwritten review of each one.
Oh,
that'd be nice.
That's a nice idea, yeah.
So anything else, Fiona?
I always do. It sounds like a hotel, but I really like to also do a little folded, beautiful white towel at the end of the bed, and I pop a little soap on top.
So very hotel style.
I know it is. Imagine walking in and it just feels really fresh and lovely. And one thing that my mum always does, my mum lives interstate. Whenever I go there, she's got a little box of favourite chockies on the pillow.
That's so sweet.
I know, it's so lovely. And so now, and she's been stepping it up actually lately. So I had Ferrero Rochers last time. So it's like, if they're not there, I'm like, what's going on?
I love that.
Yeah, it's always a nice treat. And then I do recommend also just popping some fresh flowers in there for your guests.
That's nice.
If you can't, always we can't get to the shops, just pick some foliage from the garden, pop it in a little vase. It's just extra special.
Mm-hmm. It's probably good to check the window coverings as well because you don't use this room very much. So maybe there's some spotlight that's emerged from across the road that comes straight on the bed.
I know when I move into a new home, sometimes you realise that those grapes aren't the right size and you've got this beam of light coming in from the streetlight. So, yeah, I would check those things. It's those small things you don't think of when it's not in the room that you sleep in.
That's right.
Make sure it's super comfortable for your guests.
And a fan's always great in summer as well, and then they don't have to worry about the air conditioning.
Exactly. I love sleeping with a fan often myself, so that's nice to have that option for them in summer, definitely.
Great. Fiona, I don't think your guests are ever going to leave. Your phone's going to start binging now saying, when can I stay? Thanks so much for everyone for listening today.
Yeah, and please get in touch if you have any topics you'd like us to chat about. It's homebeautiful@pacificmags.com.au, and please do us a really big favour and rate, review and subscribe to the Daily Home Edit podcast as well. See you next time.
Okay, bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.